everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on Seeing Your Fitness with Meredith's Motivation with Meredith. So today we're talking about holding on. I have a great quote coming from Audrey Hepburn. It is, "The best thing to hold on to in life is each other." Again, the best thing to hold on to in life is each other. What a beautiful quote and a beautiful reminder of how important it is to have others in our lives, to keep them close, to hold on to them. This day and age, it's so interesting to me because we have everything at our fingertips, so to speak, right? We have our computers with us all the time. We can just connect to the Wi-Fi and internet. We have our cell phones, which to me, I always call them tiny little computers because that's what they are. You can do everything on them. You can search up things, figure out where you're going and get a map, call whomever you need to, what have you. It's just amazing that these fit in our pockets and can do so much. There's so much knowledge in them. We have all of this, but we are the loneliest society has ever been. More and more people talk about depression from feeling lonely and anxious, not having others. We're stuck on devices, and instead of using them to connect with our loved ones, we almost forget about our loved ones and focus on these electronics. It's just so sad. Our lives have gotten so much busier when I feel like they should have gotten slower or we'd have more time. Instead, we fill all of our time with something. If we're not doing anything, we take our phone out and search up something or look at one of the mindless apps that there are and just scroll to see everybody else's perfect life, right? We see what our friends are doing and their families and their kids and grandkids and how everyone looks like they're living such great lives. And we're these outsiders looking in instead of making our own memories, getting off of these devices, and remembering how important it is to have others in our lives that we are physically able to see, to touch, to talk to. How important that is, and how sad it is that we've lost so much. I am guilty. I have gotten so busy in life. I have lost touch with friends who are what sounds like so far away, 40 minutes down the street. We can't make time to meet one another because our lives are so busy. We have work, we have kids, we have partners, we have things we need to do, and all of a sudden the weekend comes and then it goes and we're cleaning and we're cooking and we're shopping and we're family even. How easy it is to disconnect in a way from them. Holding on to them can be difficult because we live in different towns and different states and different countries. To make time and have the money to be able to see one another. But even doing these Zoom calls, we don't even take the time to do that because that takes time to plan and to set up. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. And I thought this is just a good one as a reminder that it's important to have others in our lives. Keep them close when you do have them. Hold them tight, keep them close, love them, and make sure you are making time to be with them. Whether it's a phone call, a Zoom, or a meet in person, we need to hold on and stay close. Remember, I am here for you as well as the entire Senior Fitness with Meredith community. We are here for one another. Make sure you go to www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, see all of our wonderful content from our podcasts, our workouts, 7-day custom workout plan. We have a donation page, equipment, You asked for it. We've got it, I think. Much, much more. Until next time, everyone. I hold on to you. I value you. Take care.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.